Legend about the construction of St. Nicholas Church within one day. Legend about the conquest of Narva in 1558 and about the construction of the stone church. The Domitian Church, St. Nicholas Church, Curtain Wall. There are two old Orthodox churches on the territory of the large Boyer City. The one that is nearest to the Western Wall, the larger one, is the Virgin Mary Domitian Church with the Pokrov Chapel. The Church of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker is next to it. For a long time, it was believed that St. Nicholas Church was older and it was founded in the same year as construction of the fortress started, that is, 1492, or that it had been erected on the very spot where its wooden predecessor had been standing. According to the latest data, first of all, the Domitian Church was built on the territory of Ivangorod Fortress in the beginning of the 16th century. The architect was Marcus Grech, the Italian who was supervising the construction process of the fortress at that time. There are no other similar churches in Russian architecture. The closest analogy is the famous Santa Maria del Miracoli in Venice. St. Nicholas Church, which is located nearby, is very similar in its architecture to the Pokrov Chapel of the Domitian Church, which is located next to the St. Nicholas Church. In addition to the suggestions about its early origin, there was an option that St. Nicholas Church was erected at the order of Ivan the Terrible to honour the conquest of Narva in 1558, and it was ordinary, that is, built in a day. However, ordinary churches were usually wooden, while St. Nicholas Church is made of stone. According to some sources, the conquest of Narva in 1558 was accompanied by a miracle. In the beginning of April during Lent, the inhabitants of Narva, which was under Livonian rule, started a shooting attack on Ivangorod, in spite of the peace treaty entered between the parties. In response, the inhabitants of Ivangorod started a shooting attack against Narva, which lasted for over a week. Every day, up to 300 cannonballs of smaller size, weighing over 100 kilograms, flew across the river in the direction of Narva. The Narva town government started to ask for a truce. At that time, a fire started in the house of Narva Baba Kurt Ulken. According to the legend, Kurt threw a holy Orthodox image of Nicholas the Wondermaker into the stove. The sparks from the stove caused a fire in the burgher's house, and soon the whole city was on fire. The fire was so strong that no one even tried to put it out. The inhabitants and defenders of the fortress forced to leave the city and hide in the castle. The Russians jumped at the opportunity, crossed the Narva River on boats, boards, and house gates, and occupied the burning city. The Russians turned the cannons, which were abandoned, on town fortifications in the direction of the castle and started shooting, making the defenders of the fortress give up. After long negotiations, it was decided that the inhabitants of Narva could leave the castle, taking with them anything they could carry or bear, except for large and heavy guns. The Chronicles of Pskov say that the holy images of Nicholas the Wonder Maker and the Virgin Hogateria were found on the site where the fire had started. The holy images could have belonged to Russian merchants. When Tsar Ivan IV learned about the miraculous conquest of the city, he ordered the holy images to be solemnly brought to Moscow. Later, the images were returned to Narva. Before the Second World War, the image of the Virgin Hogateria was kept in the Domitian Church, while the image of St. Nicholas the Wondermaker was kept in the Transfiguration Cathedral in Narva. Now it can be found in the Holy Resurrection Cathedral in Narva. With the conquest of Narva in 1558, the Russians gained access to the Baltic Sea. To honour this important event, Ivan IV passed a decree about the construction of Orthodox churches in former Livonian cities. Probably, St. Nicholas Church was erected in Ivangorod by the architects from Novgorod in 1558 to honour this victory too. The consecration of this church was determined by the holy image associated with the victory.